I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, their Jeep Celebration event.
Maloney on baseball and other things. It is a Lou's Day, and Lou joins us every Tuesday on this show at 9. A couple things I want to get Lou's opinion on, like the fraudulent no-no the other night. 7-inning no-hitter. Fraudulent. Just like Wiggy's shirt that he's wearing this morning. Fraudulent. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
So, a couple of things. First and foremost, though, I left my house at 5:30. I drive from the Cape to the Berkshires, and I'm just getting to the Berkshires. So I turn you guys on. Great show. Love hearing you. Welcome back, Wiggy.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. Three things real quick. Certainties in life, I suppose I would call them.
Yes.
One, a hot dog is not a sandwich. A hot dog is an entity in and of itself, and a gingerbread cookie is a gingerbread cookie, as evidenced by the fact that one can make a gingerbread house, right?
Whoa.
Which differentiates it from the cookie.
Oh.
Ooh, good point.
So, but the question was the gingerbread man, is that a cookie?
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you took a hunk of gingerbread and put it in cookie form, it would obviously be a cookie. But the caller was asking about the gingerbread man or person and whether or not that was a cookie. And
is a hot dog a sandwich?
I think you just proved that it's not, because you can make a gingerbread house, which is a house.
Yeah, but I didn't know cookies were circular.
How do you explain Christmas cookies then? Are Christmas cookies in the shape of a tree? Is that it?
Some of them are.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Great question. It's going to linger. That question's going to linger. Yes.
And you else? I learned from the Great British Baking Show that the biscotti is a biscuit.
Oh, it's a biscuit. Right?
There you go. Two.
Yeah.
I watched the Oscars beginning to end. They got to do something. I don't know if you guys saw the very end of the Oscars when Joaquin Phoenix, last year's Best Actor winner, gave the Best Actor award. But he literally read the card, said, the winner, Anthony Hopkins for The Father. He couldn't be here tonight. Good night.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, that was literally it. It was astonishing. And then the third certainty. Wiggy, love you. Welcome back, brother. But the Patriots are not winning the Super Bowl with Cam Newton at quarterback, my man. I just don't see it. Mm-hmm. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you.
They should let them drink at the Oscars. What's that one show where they let them drink?
Golden Globes.
Yes, that's how they should do the Oscars. Yeah. It's too buttoned up, man. Let them drink. Let them get high. And, you know, go up there and then we'll get some good stuff from that. That's what I think. You know, who's the one guy who won Governor Baker's boy, Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, when he won his award? The guy was high as a kite. That's what they should do. Everybody's in there drinking. Some people are smoking.
Well, the show that sticks with me is Ted Lasso.
I think that's their problem. Do it like they do the BET Awards, or they used to do the Source Awards.
People, they just want, I don't care if it's sports or the Oscars or anything else, people want to be entertained. They want an escape from the daily debate that goes on in this country, back and forth, the angry debate that goes on. They don't want to be pounded over the head with that while they're watching people get an award. Mm-hmm. Rich Hollywood people get an award. They don't want to be lectured to by those
big people. Big high fives to Saturday Night Live's Jason Sudeikis.
They don't want to be lectured to by those people.
But if you are going to lecture me, at least do it while you're drunk. At least I give some enjoyment out of it. All right? I mean, think about that. Who was it that got up there that was, I forget, one of the awards, Golden Globe he won, and he was all sauced up. He was sauced up talking about global warming and all other. It was hilarious.
Great example.
Yeah.
You don't know who it is.
I don't. I mean, I saw it on social. I don't watch those shows. I told you, if it's not the Source Awards or BET.
But you
I'm
just
not
said you watch the Golden Globes because they drink, and now you said you don't watch the Golden Globes.
No, I watched. I think it's funny the Golden Globes lets them drink because you get some of those celebrities that get up there and they're all sauced out of their mind.
Speaking of lecturing, Curtis, Adam Schefter.
Yes. Wiki's favorite.
Suggests that when it comes to every single NFL draft trade for a quarterback, there is one thing that they have in common. And this is interesting in light of our discussion earlier about Bill and what Bill thinks the likelihood is should he draft anybody other or draft at any other position other than number one for a quarterback, what the likelihood is that would that player would end up being a success.
While teams sometimes reference trade value analytics to determine equity, according to ESPN's draft pick valuations, in the 25 trades up for a first-round QB in the common draft era, the team moving up has overpaid all 25 times.
All 25 times, Wiggy.
Whoa.
Mm. Overpaid all 25 times in the common draft era.
And let's go over some of these first-round quarterbacks.
Okay.
Paxton Lynch.
Well, wait a second. How about this?
When Jamarcus Russell.
Wait a second. If you
Brady Quinn.
Before he goes down this road, when
Jake
he says
Kurt
a name.
Walker.
Why can't I say a name?
Johnny Manziel.
Chad Pennington. Carson Palmer.
Chad
Ben Roethlisberger.
Pennington?
Phillip Rivers.
Hey, Wiggy's like Britney. He just took his notebook out. He has notes.
That's it.
Okay. Josh Rosen.
Eli
the same
Manning.
One he used at Eastie.
Dwayne Haskins.
Josh Allen.
What has Josh Allen won?
You're giving me all the busting. I'm giving you all the good, all the playoff quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round.
Tim Tebow.
Wait a minute. Before we go down this road.
Aaron Rodgers.
Just pause this for a second. Greg, that cut is meaningful because he's telling you Belichick doesn't overpay. What did they do in free agency? They took advantage of market inaccuracies. They had money when nobody else did.
Correct.
Belichick doesn't overpay ever. So Schefter is 100% right. There's no way he's going to overpay for anything, let alone a quarterback going up into the top 10. So that's what Schefter's saying there.
But he might not be overpaying if...
It always happens.
If there's five guys that potentially could be, you know, franchise quarterbacks.
How many of those fives, Wiggy, do you think are going to be star NFL players?
I don't know. I would say...
I just asked, what do you think?
He thinks Justin Fields is...
I would say three out of the five.
Three out of the five?
Yeah.
That would be very rare.
Would it be rare?
E.J. Manuel, Brandon Weeden, Matt Leinart,
would it be rare?
Christian Ponder,
would it be
J.P.
rare?
Lossman, Patrick Ramsey,
Andrew Luck, Matt
Blaine
Ryan.
Gabbert, Kyle Bowler, David Carr, Joey Harrington,
Deshaun Watson, Patrick
Jason
Mahomes,
RG3, Blake Bortles.
Can we get Brittany back?
Ryan Tannehill.
Mitch Trubisky.
Carson Wentz.
Jameis right. Winston.
Andrew Luck.
So, Wiggy, you're suggesting that never mind what you think or what Shefty thinks or what we think, you believe that Bill believes when it comes to these five guys,
yep.
Three of them
yep.
are going to be franchise difference makers.
Yep. Last time, can you tell me the last time five quarterbacks were taken in the first round?
No, I can't. When was it?
Well, I'll tell you, it was 2018. And out of the five of them, three of them look like they're pretty good quarterbacks. That year, Baker Mayfield went number one overall, playoff quarterback. Sam Darnold was the second quarterback. We already know he hasn't panned out. Josh Allen was the third quarterback in that draft taken. Josh Rosen didn't pan out, and Lamar Jackson. That's three out of those five quarterbacks have panned out to look like they're pretty good NFL quarterbacks.
The third and the 10th pick taken in that draft, both are already off of the team that drafted them.
Well, what about Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Baker Mayfield? All playoff caliber quarterbacks.
Right. So but I'm telling you that it's a total crapshoot.
All right. So if I get a chance of, say, five guys going and three of them are going to pan out to be playoff quarterbacks, I'm going to take the chance.
Well, you can't say five because number one, Trevor Lawrence.
Can I finish a sentence? Okay. I just gave you five. Now all of a sudden, Trevor Lawrence, switch the question.
Trevor Lawrence this season is going to be a difference maker. Trevor Lawrence is an outlier. Of those remaining four guys,
okay.
Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones, how many of those four do you think are going to be elite franchise-changing quarterbacks?
Of those four guys, I would say two.
Who?
I don't know who they're going to be, but I would say two of them would be...
Well, if you need to know to make the trade up to get the guy.
I don't know. You just asked me. Greg asked me first. Out of five guys taken, I gave him the last time five guys were taken in the first round, how many of them were playoff quarterbacks? I asked you that question.
You said three.
Three.
Correct.
Then I gave you the proof to where the last time that happened.
So if Bill is going to be taking a chance...
Uh-huh.
Does he believe the odds are better when it comes to that chance by drafting one of those guys or by doing a deal for Jimmy G?
I think by drafting one of those guys.
Come on, Wiggs.
And the last time, because Curtis all of a sudden now wants to change up my question. Do you remember the last time four quarterbacks were taken in the first round?
No.
You want me to give you?
Yes, please do.
2012. You want to know who those four quarterbacks were? Andrew Luck. Panned out, looked like he was a pretty good quarterback.
Out of the league.
Because he retired. Robert Griffin.
Awful.
Right? Ryan Tannehill, playoff-winning quarterback.
Office team that drafted him.
Playoff-winning quarterback and Brandon Wheaton. So two out of the four. Were good.
Odds are going down.
Only one out of 50%. The four actually stayed with his roster, the team that drafted him.
Well, we're talking about quarterbacks drafted in the first round that take their teams to the playoffs.
Well, the team that drafted them. Ryan Tannehill did not take the team.
Well, that's because the team around him wasn't built very good. Look what happened when he got to a pretty good team that was built the right way.
But the whole argument is based around the team that selects the player.
Yes. And so with this team, we know Bill Belichick is building a good team around that quarterback. So the likelihood of that quarterback being successful, and to me, success means getting your team to the playoffs, is pretty good when you look at the team, the coach, and then you insert said quarterback from the first round.
This is Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Yeah, hi. On the show, guys.
Thank you.
Last week I ripped Curtis a new one and took Wake's side of the Cam take. This side, however, Wake, I'm going to go with Curtis. So you're listing first-round picks that were taken where the team was. What Adam Schefter is saying is that when a team trades up, it doesn't work out.
Correct.
So when you list Aaron Rodgers, he was picked 24th, I think, by the Packers where they were.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't trade up to get him. So what they're saying is when you overvalue a quarterback like this, it doesn't typically pan out. And I would say this means that it's Trevor Lawrence and maybe Justin Fields. Everybody else, I'm saying right now, it's a bust, bust, bust.
Yeah.
They're all going to be bust. Mac Jones may have been playing on the best team in college football. The dude's a bust. Zach Wilson played the worst schedule I've any seen college team play that was ranked in the top 20, and he couldn't get it done against the perennial powerhouse of Coastal Carolina. I mean, that's a bust. Trey Lance is an FCS quarterback who played one game this year. Maybe he's good. That's huge, huge gamble. I would not trade up for a Trey Lance. I think the only way to get to the Patriots potentially winning out is if you're only trading one other pick. So you're gonna move up from 15 or whatever, and you just trade one other pick, maybe your second, maybe a future year's first or second. I wouldn't trade any more than that.
I think Bill is gonna look at getting Jimmy G with less of a value with what you gotta give up, as the odds being much better than drafting one of these other four guys.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I have the trade ups right in front of me. Mm-hmm. So the Bears traded up 2,700 points using the draft analytics for the picks that they traded up to get Mitchell Trubisky. We all think he sucks. The Redskins traded up 4,100 points, meaning they gave up several first-round picks to jump four spots and take RG3 at number two.
Mm-hmm.
Bust. We have the Eagles traded up six picks to move up six spots to draft Carson Wentz at number two overall.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz, no longer on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams traded up 3,300 points, meaning several draft picks, in their trade chart to jump 15 spots to go first overall and take Jared Goff, who is no longer on the Rams.
And why did you leave off Deshaun Watson, who the Texans traded up for? right? Why did you leave off the Kansas City Chiefs who traded up to get Patrick Mahomes? Why did you leave off
Sam Darnold. I left him off.
Why did you leave off Josh Allen, who the Buffalo Bills traded up to get? So, yes, it's a hit or miss. But we know, based on what you see and what you've seen from last year, go back and look. In the AFC, every single team that made the playoffs, their quarterback was a first-round draft pick.
This is Fran. Hello, Fran.
Yo, man, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, Wiggy, I think you're mixing apples and oranges. Schefter's argument was about teams that traded up in the first round.
Yeah,
not
I know that.
Teams that have successfully drafted a first-round quarterback.
Right, no,
so
I know
you
that.
You can't throw all these successful quarterbacks in that argument. I think his argument is these are the 25 worst trade-up teams that have failed. Not all those successful quarterbacks you keep naming. Those are all great quarterbacks.
Yeah, but Fran.
But they're not in that argument.
Fran, I just gave you five quarterbacks that teams traded up.
I agree with you.
Right.
I agree with you. But he's talking about the general, the history of teams that have traded up, 25 trades that have been abysmal, right? Not the ones you name. Yeah, you granted, there are a few that you have been successful, and I think you're right on those, but that's not what Schefter is talking about. He's talking about the overall, total. The sum total is it's been an abysmal failure. Like, I would say this to you, Wiggy. Let me ask you this question.
Yep.
I would say, why don't Schefter or someone else look at the teams that traded up and had a bad pick, right? Whatever they are. Who did they pass on? What first round pick did they pass on? Wide receiver, defensive end, offensive lineman that they could have selected had they not traded up into those quarterback failures, right? Who did they miss on? That's a better argument or a better analogy to use as to why Belichick probably shouldn't trade up or give up a lot when he can take a stud tight end or a stud cornerback or a stud receiver at 15. That's all, that's kind of the gist of my argument.
I mean, Wiggy was sold on Justin Fields. Now you're sold on any of these five guys. I think that's fraudulent.
Look at my board up there. It says Trey Lance or Justin Fields, and that was my 2021 quarterback wish list.
Justin Fields. Wiggy just wants to draft Justin Fields.
My initial thing, Greg, and if Ken would find the audio of it from when we talked about this right after the season, my initial opinion was for the Patriots to trade up and get a quarterback. I didn't care who it was. At that time, you were telling me it was four potential quarterbacks that could go in the first round. Then Mac Jones jumped into the conversation, and Charlie Weiss told us he was the best. He had the best season for a college quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I initially was like, trade up and get me one of those. But now once you kind of look at who I would hone in on, yes, it's Justin Fields, but I would still be happy with Trey Lance or Mac Jones.
Can I ask the room one quick question?
Yes.
What do you think Bill Belichick, and don't be Wiggy, Greg, or Ken,
yeah.
What do you think Bill Belichick would rather do? Trade up to draft a quarterback or draft the best player available at 15 and use the 46th pick to acquire Jimmy G?
The latter.
Thank you.
All day and every day.
Yep.
Now, what leads you to believe that?
Because he's done that. Prior experience.
Okay, prior experience. But Bill Belichick, prior to this year, the year before.
I know, he's a different guy this year.
He's a different guy because
he went on a spending spree.
Right,
and got some free agents.
He had Tom Brady. So we have already seen a different guy. Because if you would ask that same question, before free agency start, Bill Belichick, what do you think he's going to do? Is he going to spend a lot of money? Most people would go, no, because that's what he's done. Different time.
But it's just money, Wiggy. It's not draft capital. It's very different.
But it doesn't. Wait, how is it any different when all of a sudden he spends all this money and now everybody goes, oh, well, it's just money?
Is there such a thing as a colonoscopy fog?
Yes,
a texter wants to know.
No, it ain't that.
You may be in it.
You guys are in the non-colonoscopy fogs.
The colonoscopy? They should call it that, actually. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, I just wanted to say Curtis is way off base with RG3. That guy wasn't a bust. He was ruined by Shanahan. In his first year in 2012, he had like 20 touchdowns, 5 picks, a 70% quarterback rating, had four comeback games, five game winning drives, and went to the playoffs, threw 3,200 yards. Now, that's not a bust, man.
So what? Why? What did he? What are his career stats in the NFL?
He got hurt.
Well, he didn't. He didn't get a shot at it, man, because Shanahan threw him back out there when he blew his knee out. He didn't want to put a backup in and take the loss. He wanted to ruin.
Okay, you made that point.
3 years for. So don't say that he was a bum,
Aaron.
The dude got ruined by Shanahan.
Tyler Heinicke was playing in a playoff game last year. People would do anything to acquire a good quarterback. Is the league sabotaging him still?
No, but he didn't have. He blew his ACL out, man, and then he got put back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, so did Brady. So did a lot of players. Deshaun Watson blew two of them out.
Play on it.
But Aaron, he's not playing in the NFL. Deshaun Watson blew out his ACL twice, and he's still in the NFL. Maybe not, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these guys. Why anybody would do anything to acquire a good quarterback?
Well, we're getting closer. Mm. Thursday is the day.
It is.
That's
I can't
very
wait.
Exciting.
It is.
Lots of coverage here on the radio station and all over the Odyssey app as we get closer to the draft. Right now, Ken Laird and What is Trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring Event. It's here. Complete details, find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Rodney Harrison said something earlier this offseason that Curtis brings up all the time, right? If they bring Cam Newton back, Wiggy.
That'd be the worst decision he's ever made.
I mean, and he said he can't play football anymore is partly what he said in there. But then, now Curran has Rodney back on his podcast yesterday. Now he says they could make the playoffs with Cam Newton. So, total backpedal from Rodney.
I do believe the Patriots can make the playoffs with this roster that they have, even with Cam Newton at quarterback. I think Cam's going to be better. But he has to be better. He can't perform the way he performed last year.
So was he giving a talking to down there?
Why you guys ain't yelling at Rodney? Why ain't yelling at Rodney?
So he's flip-flopping.
He's a flip-flopper.
Like you. He's a flip-flopper
I've
like you.
I've never flip-flopped. I've been the same since day one.
So you want to give him $30 million a year?
Let's go back to, I changed.
Let's go back to the Wiggy contract.
I want you to sign him at $25 million. Oh. Give him a $25 million over a few years. I was wrong on that one.
You were wrong on Brady. You were wrong on everything.
I was never wrong on Brady.
Yes, you did. You were mocking me after when he lost the game to the Saints at home.
You and I both agreed before the season started that Brady would have a tremendous season because he had talent around him. So we were never wrong on Brady. Everybody knew Brady was going
to
be good.
Should I go back to the text threads when he lost those games?
Well, yeah, maybe you're taking some shots at him, but go back to the original.
Taking some shots.
Go back to the original audio that said, hey, Brady's going to have a tremendous year down there in Tampa Bay.
Listen, if the price is going down, which it appears to be on Jimmy G, I think Bill is going to take a flyer on him. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? And that would be that'd be an A-plus offseason right there. Yep. That locks it up. You are a Super Bowl contender with this roster. Niners third pick, that's the big intrigue. Right now, the latest odds on who the Niners will take at three. Mac Jones, the favorite, minus 350. Trey Lance, plus 275. Justin Fields plus 550, who seems to be kind of off the board, actually. But anyway, that's coming up on Thursday night. And Julio Jones on the trade block. And Wiggy is endorsing a Patriots trade for Julio.
Yeah, I think.
Depending on the price.
Listen, I think you could do a lot of things because of you still have Stephon Gilmore.
If right.
you decide you want to trade him, maybe you get a second round pick for him. And then I wouldn't do it. But you could potentially trade for Garoppolo and still get the first round quarterback that you want, trade up and get that guy.
Big Bruins game tonight in Pittsburgh, too, Greg. Nine games left. You've got the Rangers kind of nipping at your heels here a little bit.
Yeah, you'd like to see them come back after the other night and win this one tonight.
Yep, and they're shaking up the lines. DeBrusk may be benched. Charlie Coyle may be on the right wing with Corrali, your guy, at center. And Trent Frederick looks like he's back, and Chris Wagner may be out. That's a 7 o'clock faceoff tonight.
Not as big as the Celtics, though, when you look at these two teams heading in.
Well, not this game, though. I mean, if they don't win this one,
mm-hmm.
You're out on them. If they are not able to win this game, then there's a real issue, a bigger issue than we think.
No, because they're still probably going to make the playoffs, right?
Well, they have to. If they don't win eight of these 11 games,
mm-hmm.
they have to go to the play-in tournament. Which is could be back to backs. You don't, how's Kemba back to back? I mean, that's That thing is a disaster.
You're right, Greg. That's
yeah, I agree with you on the South. I'm saying the Bulls.
So you have to be top six or else it could be bust.
Right. I, that's why tonight's biggest game isn't the Bruins. It's the Celtics by far. From here on out, I think that all eyes should be on the Celtics because every game, you're right, Greg, every game that they don't win, they are now in that potential play-in game where the Bruins, we know that they're going to make the postseason.
But to Greg's point, it's Oklahoma City. They've lost 14 in a row. That they're is the awful. 7 o'clock tip tonight.
Yeah, but they're the Celtics, awful. I mean, it's not like the Celtics are just blowing teams out.
Well, they should win the game tonight. Oh, it's obvious. They better. They have to.
We'll see.
Red Sox Mets, 7:10, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
I would love the Patriots to go after Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't care what San Francisco is saying. I mean, everybody's available. So if I'm the Patriots, I'm looking at the Patriots possibly go after Jimmy Garoppolo somehow, some way. If not, if they stay where they're at, maybe they pick up a quarterback in the second round.
Harrison hopping on the Jimmy G train, Wiggy. I saw somewhere a suggestion that maybe Bill would send his second round pick and Cam Newton to the Niners so that they had a veteran backup for Mac Jones. So.
NBC Sports Bay Area speculates that Belichick would send the 49ers the second round pick 46 and Cam, giving the 49ers a backup for Jones in exchange for Jimmy G.
That would be Wiggy's biggest nightmare.
His head would explode. By the way, though, there has to be concern that Cam would handle being a backup to Jimmy G. Don't you think, Greg, that might be an issue if that's the way they try to go?
I thought he was a no-issue guy.
I don't know. That's not what Volen says.
Happy-go-lucky.
Ben Volen reporting on the download that Cam was not very good with Stiddy last year, and they needed Hoyer to kind of bridge the gap between those two.
The Stees creator.
No. That was Volen, though, but we also know Volen.
Are you suggesting the Stees was bad or not good?
Hmm.
Well, aren't they out there together, Stidham and Cam? Aren't they up the West Coast throwing balls?
I think they are. Yes, I think they are.
What would you do? It's like the thing that you kind of do. You know, how you talk, how you walk, right. Your mannerism, your characteristic is your steez. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
Anybody who thinks the Patriots would go after a second round pick would be so stupid. It's like,
what do you mean?
Because you're dumb if you believe that the Patriots would go after a Kyle Trask or
you're saying
Trask.
You're suggesting that anybody who thinks that Bill will draft a quarterback in a latter round,
is an ignoramus.
Yeah,
it's stupid, and to say the Jimmy G thing is stupid too. Look at it, man.
We are looking at it.
You know, clearly you're not looking at it with clear vision. You're looking at it with blurry goggles on. Take off the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles, fogged up, and look. We know in the last 10 years, guys drafted in the second round that have taken their team to the playoffs, three quarterbacks have done that. Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, and Jimmy Garoppolo. You're in a position where you are trying to build this team for now, but more so the future. And you need that quarterback for the future. And that guy is going to come in the first round. So anybody who goes, oh, they should trade for Garoppolo or should wait to the second round is a moron.
Who are you impersonating?
I don't know. Anybody who's saying that.
This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
This is just my opinion. I was the one 3 years ago that came on and said I didn't think Bill Belichick would ever leave the Patriots until he has one more game than Don Shula, and I still think that. Okay. So on Justin Fields, I was watching his pro day, and I personally think he's basically a younger version of Cam. And I think Bill wants to start Cam this year and have him help mentor Justin Fields into the pro ranks.
That's just my opinion. It's possible. I mean, here's a text that says, pardon my ignorance, but what makes Jimmy G a better choice than Cam Newton? I mean, he was in a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Right.
So Cam was in a Super Bowl.
He was.
He's an
much Cam was accurate. An MVP.
He was
in Jimmy Super G ever MVP?
if we're going to go back and
play the history game, then let's play the history game. That's what you want to do, right, with Jimmy Garoppolo?
Okay.
So last year, Cam had a bad year.
Who knows the system better?
Garoppolo.
Okay.
Okay.
He's able to comprehend the terminology, which Cam Newton hasn't been able to yet.
In two games with the Patriots offense in 2016, Jimmy G had 5 touchdown passes. In 14 games with the Pats offense, Cam Newton had 8.
Right. And you know what's more important?
Actually, it wasn't even 2 games. It was really 6 quarters.
Yeah, we all know about the talent. We did that with Brady and how Brady's production was down with this the offense that he had last year. But the thing that we talk that I think is more important than statistics and a lot of these other things that we generally get away from is how people view players in the locker room. And now we know how everybody views Cam Newton, right, in this locker room.
They love him.
They love him. You know, the word on the street is they love him.
Great steez.
You know, and we heard.
Did they seem to have fun last year?
They were having fun up to a point.
Oh, no. Did you not see that?
Did they have fun in that Monday night game against the Bills when they got their ass kicked?
Did you see them
Sunday night game against the 49ers?
Did you see how they were playing against the Jets with nothing to play for? Guys were celebrating, jumping around in a game that was meaningless rather than looking and saying, okay, I'm waiting to get in my car that's running in the parking lot. And we already know how some players view Jimmy Garoppolo. We've heard whispers from one guy. I didn't say one guy.
Yeah,
That's what you said.
No. It was one guy.
Who said?
You did. You told me that.
I didn't say it was one guy.
You told me that.
No, I didn't.
I'm dry snitching right now.
Well, you told me
it was one guy.
If you dry snitching, get your dry snitching right. I might have just told you it was one guy.
But you heard it from many guys?
I ain't going to say that, but let's just know that it's about trusting and feeling like, okay, we can count on this guy.
I feel like a whole bunch of dreams happened when Wiggy was under yesterday during his colonoscopy, and he thinks he was awake, but he was actually dreaming all this stuff.
I don't know. Like, I feel like we're
but
having
that's
the same...
good intel from Wiggy. If he's actually hearing that there are Patriots players who don't trust Jimmy.
I played for a lot of teams, met a lot of guys, became friends with a lot of guys all over the country.
The one guy you cited that we didn't mention on air is no longer on the team.
Yeah, but I didn't cite him.
I know, we're not saying it, but he's no longer on the team. So who on the
team? How do you know he's no longer on the team? I never told you who it was.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I never told you where I got the information from.
Okay, great.
Curtis, you know what happens to snitches, right?
Oh.
You gotta be quiet right now.
Let the record show the person saying that I'm making something up is wearing a vaccinated shirt without actually being vaccinated.
And he parks in handicapped and he's not handicapped.
I never told you.
Foxborough forever.
Oh, that was a random drop.
I never told anybody.
You squirreled that one away.
No, I didn't. That you might have got that information from somebody else. You didn't get it from me.
Oh, man. Jules.
His lips are sealed.
Who's?
Loose lips sink ships.
Come on. You really think that I would tell Curtis? The guy can't keep a secret on anything.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? The guy, hey, do you hear what so-and-so said?
Hey, by the way, is Twitch okay? I haven't checked Twitch this morning, the chat. Are they okay with my new gator? I got this new gator rather than...
I got on. It was very angry this morning.
Yeah, so. What happened to the green one?
The seas are angry.
Huh? What are they angry about? That we don't have a co-host yet? Or what are they angry about on Twitch?
Everything.
Everything?
They hate
it. What
everything.
Is that new white gator?
This is from the Bunker Hill barbershop where I went to get my haircut.
Oh, so my God. You get 25 cents off your haircut for that thing?
So
no,
it's a barbershop
I did not get any discount from my man Pat over there.
Now Friday, you're reporting we don't need those.
Pat wanted me to go with the Krejci cut, and I thought that was a little too risky. Friday? Yeah, Friday.
No more gators Friday.
No more gators. No more masks outside. Only outside. So you still have to have it. Can I still keep it around the neck so that it makes it easy to pull it up when you go into a store or something?
Yeah,
like that?
The gator is the most functional face mask of them all.
It is, but it's not allowed at a sporting event. Like, you can't wear a gator to Fenway, or you can't wear a gator to the Garden. You have to have a mask on. So,
oh, you can't?
No, you have to wear a mask.
Why? What's the difference?
The gator's not as effective by 0.287%. So, all right, we got to take a break. Should you want to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
We'll be right back.
cover song right there, Ken Laird. I like that choice.
That's a great cover. And it's big birthday today for Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley.
Ooh, that's a jinx potential. How old is Ace Frehley?
7-0 today. The big 70.
You can let that breathe just a little bit. I think Ace was probably the only Kiss member to have a solo hit. I don't believe that Gene Simmons ever had a solo hit. Gene has made love to 77,000 women.
Did he go solo?
Gene, never.
Okay.
No, Ace did, though. Ace was kicked out, essentially, and was not happy about it. Let's see here. This is Walter from Lowell. Hello, Walter.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
Not much. I want to thank you guys. You make my mornings very entertaining.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And the only thing I can complain about is I hate this Jimmy G talk.
I'm with you on that one, Walter.
Why? Because you don't want to entertain the possibility at all?
He's overpaid, and he's going to cost way too much money to bring in. And I don't see a way we can afford to put him on.
Well, they'll redo the contract, theoretically, if they bring him in.
And for how much?
He's already come out and said he's not going to redo any contract because he know he'll make less money.
Well,
I haven't heard Jimmy say anything.
Maybe the Niners would pick up some of that.
I don't think they would pick that up. I mean, and why would Jimmy G agree to a trade if he knew the team wanted a restructure and give him
He's gonna make that money whether he plays or not. So why restructure it?
Well, you extend him 3 or 4 years. He's got 2 years left on the deal. So you extend him, make it a 5-year deal, and he'll make the same or more money guaranteed.
I can't envision
that way. We have 5 years of him playing 6 games a year.
Right.
I mean, I guess the question is if you look at Jimmy G v Cam Newton, is there an upgrade there? Or is it minuscule?
I think it's minuscule.
Come on, Wiggs.
It is.
Jimmy G is a top 10 quarterback, granted, healthy.
He's not.
Yes, he is. He was two years ago.
He wasn't even a top 10 quarterback.
He was the ninth rated quarterback in 2019 and went to a Super Bowl.
Stop it. Come on.
Look at the stats.
With your eyes, the year that they went to the Super Bowl, you're telling me.
Great offense.
No, they did. Look at, he threw what, 24, 26 touchdowns that year?
Threw for 70% completion.
Okay, he threw because he was throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, what's he doing here? Two tight ends, James White.
Stop
manage
it.
The game.
Stop it.
Bring in his San Francisco guy, Kendrick Bourne in.
But why would I want the Jimmy? Why, if that's the case, what do I need Jimmy G to do that? I could have Cam do that and draft a quarterback in the future to do that next year.
Curtis, you want
to
weigh in on Cam's throws, short or long, last year?
I like when you two argue. It's fun. It's a new thing.
So why not? Why if you don't have to be that great of a quarterback, is what you're telling me, Ken?
You go from maybe the 25th best quarterback to the 9th or 10th. That's what you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. And then Cam is a good backup.
Yes.
And that's the contract he signed.
I don't know which games you watch.
Do they have enough room to pay Jimmy G $24 million or whatever he's going to get this year?
No. But they'll restructure that. And the Niners are going to cut him. They're not going to pay him that there. All this Shanahan talking yesterday, you know they're not keeping Jimmy.
How much do you
that's
think Jimmy
happening.
Gets on the open market? Let's say the Niners cut him.
15.
15?
Wait, you think he's going to get 24 elsewhere?
I think he's getting 20 plus. If if Ken tells me he's a top 10 quarterback and he believes that, he's getting 20 plus.
Why did Cam only get $3 million this offseason?
Are we talking about Cam or Jimmy?
I'm asking you a simple question.
Well, $3 million is guaranteed, and then he can make up to $15 million.
Okay. Why did he only get $3 million guaranteed?
Well, that's what they negotiated.
Ken, a texter says you're on drugs if you think Jimmy G is a top 10 quarterback.
Well, let's compare him to Cam.
Ken's on the Pfizer. He's a Pfizer guy. Not a
stats
guy.
Over the course of their career, Jimmy G, 24-8 record, completion percentage 68.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton, pretty average, 75-63, completion percentage 60. Passer rating, 98.9 for Jimmy, 85.8 mm-hmm. for Cam.
Yep.
much better quarterback.
Well, that's an upgrade. No, I think Jimmy
He's not a much better. Don't let him fool you with those fraudulent stats of 1 year.
Well, that's career.
Yeah, but exactly. 1 year where Jimmy G played in, what, 16 games?
He was 2-0 here. He was 5-0 his first year in San Francisco.
Cam won an MVP. Jimmy G never won an MVP. To now, all of a sudden, you go based on career.
And who had a worse Super Bowl? You could argue Cam, by far, had the worst big game.
If you look at career, Cam is the better quarterback career-wise.
This is Nate. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
It was nothing much. Hey, Wiggy, I'm right there with you, man. I think everybody's looking and missing the whole point of this whole thing. Jimmy G, they're not getting rid of him until next year, okay? San Francisco's got $20 million under the cap. You know, Kyle Shanahan, his whole offense, if you're looking at it, they're ready to win now. Why would you put a rookie in there and watch what, you know, like what happened to Jimmy G and him get hurt? They want to make sure they have a backup plan.
The argument would be that they think Mac Jones can go right now. That would be the argument.
And that's fine. You don't know what you have until you get him into minicamp, until you get him into camp. Okay. So why would you trade him now when all of a sudden you put him in your system and then he is not the guy? So you know what? They're not going to go ahead and get rid of him until next year. Okay. And that being said. And you're right, Wiggy, too. You got to start thinking of the future. I'm sorry. Jimmy G is not the answer. The guy is like glass. So now say if you trade him for a second-round pick, which the Patriots wouldn't do. Belichick knows the value of Jimmy G, okay? So it's probably a third or maybe fourth-round pick, if at best, if not cut, okay? So that being said, they're going to get that young quarterback to come in for the future going forward, especially look at the Cam Newton situation. Did they say Justin Fields is just like Cam Newton, right? If Cam Newton is a team player, he's going to mentor that kid. He's going to get that kid up and ready to go for next year.
Well,
yeah, great call.
Great call because he agrees with you. Yeah.
No, because
I mean,
he's making sense.
Any call that agrees with
No, when you make sense, I can understand. Because you can't just sit out. He's right. Jimmy G, look at, he doesn't play that much. Because he's gotten hurt. So whether you want to say whether you don't believe, I know Ninko doesn't believe in injury prone or whatever the word you want to use.
Oh, now you're calling Ninko out.
Well, when he says he doesn't believe guys can be injury prone. Well, I do. I feel like when a guy has always dealt with injuries, that means he's injury prone.
So if Bill Belichick drafts, say, Micah Parsons at 15 and trades the 46th pick for Jimmy G, you on Friday morning will say
that's
Bill
the
Belichick
dumbest thing he's ever done
is a moron.
Yes.
Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. And also, at some point, we got to get to Wiggy's fluid big board.
Yeah, yes. It is fluid.
But Lou Merlone is going to join us next to talk Red Sox and other things. So Lou, coming up next.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.